Government forces in Syria have denied chemical weapons inspectors access to the town of Douma. Inspectors with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say they were kept from the town where a suspected chemical attack 10 days ago killed dozens of civilians and then prompted a U.S.-led missile strike over the weekend. Here with more is NPR's diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Michelle, Russian officials have said that these chemical weapons inspectors need an appropriate U.N. permit to visit the sites. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, what the Russians are saying is that the OPCW team didn't have the approval from the UN's Department for Security and Safety. And Russia's deputy UN ambassador says his country and Syria are ready to provide security for this mission. But we've seen a lot of finger pointing today. A UN spokesman has told me that the UN did provide the needed clearances for that team to go to Douma. And adding into all this mix, we've heard from the U.S. ambassador to the OPCW, Kenneth Ward. He's raising the possibility that Russia may have tampered with evidence at the scene already. And maybe that's why they're keeping this team from going.
And is there any evidence of that, that Russia has been on the ground there?
Well, the Russians did say they went to Douma. They did it soon after that reported chemical weapons attack. And they claimed at the time that they found no evidence of chemical weapons use. Of course, they later changed that story and accused Western-backed rebels of staging an attack to draw a military response.
Over the weekend, the U.S., the U.K., and France fired more than 100 missiles at three Syrian regime targets, and that was in retaliation for the apparent chemical attack of April 7th. They're blaming Syria's President Bashar al-Assad for the attack. Let's listen to U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on Fox yesterday.
And so hopefully he's gotten the message. It was a pretty strong message. Not only did we go after their absolute strongest research facility, we went after their storage units where they hold the products, and we went after their production. So we put a heavy blow into their chemical weapons program, setting them back years.
Russian officials are disputing that. Do we know exactly what effect the missile strikes had?
Well, she claims that they obliterated, that was the word she used over the weekend as well at the UN Security Council, the chemical weapons research center that they hit. The Pentagon says that it did target and destroy the three places they wanted to target. And they deny Russia and Syrian claims that some of those missiles were shot down.
Is there something to the fact that the U.N. ambassador, Haley, said that there would be new sanctions against Russia as early as today, yet we have not heard anything as yet? Tell us what you are hearing there in Washington.
Well, it seems she was a bit far ahead on her skis, so to speak. We've seen no signs of new sanctions coming down today on either Russia or on Syria. The White House would only say that this was a quote that Sarah Sanders put out, that we're considering additional sanctions on Russia and a decision will be made in the near future. But just so you know, I mean, the Treasury Department is always looking at possible targets for sanctions. There's a whole office that does that. So it wouldn't be any surprise that they're looking at new sanctions. The question is, you know, why she would have she was very specific about saying that there are going to be sanctions today on these companies that are helping a Syria's chemical weapons program.
And by the way, do we know, in terms of those sanctions, if they were to be implemented, what tie there is between those Russian companies and the chemical weapons program in Syria?
I certainly don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ties in general to between Russian companies and Syria. I mean, Russia, as you know, has been helping the Syrian government all along, both diplomatically at the United Nations, but also militarily with troops on the ground, with the Air Force there. So there's a lot of connections and a lot of business dealing, certainly.
France's President Emmanuel Macron said this weekend that France had convinced President Trump that it was necessary to stay in Syria long term. If that is true, that he convinced the president of that, have U.S. officials clarified just what that means?
No, in fact, they said something quite different. They said the Trump administration's goal in Syria remains the same, and that is to completely crush ISIS, that's a quote, and then withdraw U.S. forces as quickly as possible. I mean, the administration had been saying that it was going to stay there long enough to stabilize the areas controlled by ISIS. I visited Raqqa earlier this year, and the place is in ruins, so there's a lot of concern that if you leave quickly, ISIS could regroup. But, you know, President Trump just a couple of weeks ago was saying he wanted to pull troops out. So I think there's still a hot debate in the administration over what the strategy is. And then this whole Syria chemical weapons thing is separate from the counter-ISIS campaign. There's a lot of complicated decisions to be made about Syria policy in the days and weeks ahead.
Thank you. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.